and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. You know, the holidays are notorious for being some of the busiest weeks of the year for people, and it seems like fitting just one more thing to do in your calendar would be an absolute impossible feat. And while we do need to take the time to slow down and recharge with our families, happiness expert Gretchen Rubin says that we also need to say yes to invitations of spending time with good friends, especially at this time of year. Because according to Rubin, the quality of our relationships is actually one of the biggest indicators of our overall happiness and satisfaction with our lives. So while it may be really tempting to RSVP no to a company party or a neighborhood gathering or a college reunion, if we do end up saying yes, we'll actually be happier and we'll be really glad that we did. And unfortunately, year round, not just at the holidays, it seems like our friendships get sort of stuck at the bottom of our priority totem pole. And I came across a really beautiful talk this past week by Elder Marlon K. Jensen, who's an LDS leader in the Quorum of the 70. And this talk is called Friendship, a Gospel Principle. And if you haven't read it or heard of it before, I would really recommend looking it up on LDS.org. But it talks about how friendship is a divine principle given to us by God to help make our lives more enjoyable and our burdens more bearable. And it was, of course, perfectly exemplified to us by Jesus Christ how to be a good friend. He called his disciples and his apostles his friends, and it was really evident that he was willing to do anything and everything for them. So according to the dictionary, the definition of a friend is someone whom we have a bond of mutual affection with. And by that definition, there are lots of different types of friendships that we can have in life. And Elder Jensen says that all of them are worthy and important to nurture on a regular basis. So here are a few of the types of friendships that he mentions in his talk. Number one is your spouse. Being a friend to your spouse is, according to a study quoted by Elder Jensen, quote, the linchpin of a lasting marriage, end quote. My grandma always used to say that as important as it is to love the person that you're married to, you have to actually like them as well. And when my husband and I were dating, our relationship started off very romantically and we were involved in each other's lives and working towards our marriage. But we really started focusing on becoming best friends. And one of the ways we did that was we tried new things together and we found out that we developed this mutual love for snowshoeing and hiking. And just having those activities to do together really strengthened our bond. And I really love what the prophet Joseph Smith said to his wife Emma about being a friend. And he said in a letter to her, "Oh, my affectionate Emma, I want you to remember that I am a true and faithful friend to you and the children forever." The second type of friendship that Elder Jensen says we need to nurture are those of our siblings and our children. He says that sometimes our need for friendships are best met in the home. And I think of when I was growing up, I had three younger sisters and I had my parents, and there was times when I thought, oh, we'll never be friends. But time is a funny way of really changing that. And it's so nice that now I can call up any member of my family and I know that they're there for me. They'll listen and we can have a really deep, meaningful conversation and we can enjoy our time together. And then, of course, there are old friends. And I love the saying, a friend in need is a friend indeed. And I'm not the best at keeping in touch with all of my old friends that I've had for years. But in a recent trial that my husband and I went through, I was absolutely floored at how many of our friends came to our side, both new and old. They came to our side and comforted us and prayed for us. And it just made me realize how important human relationships really are. And so I'm resolved that one of my New Year's resolutions is to take the time every week to reach out to a friend so that I can keep those relationships strong. And it's a wonderful feeling to know that people outside of our families can love us as if we were their family. And then finally, Elder Jensen talks about church members and friendships with them. And he mentions that church groups, and I would also add neighborhoods and communities, are set up to help us establish relationships with other people. I was out on a church assignment the other day where I go and visit a few different women every month, and I was kind of doing it begrudgingly. I was walking up to these women's homes and just thinking, why do I need to be here? I don't know these people very well. They have their own lives. They have their own families. They don't need someone that they barely know to just stop over and check in on them every month. And I was really put into my place. When I walked in and I started talking to these women, I was just amazed at the light and the love that they had and how warm and genuine they were to me. And I had just moved to a new area, so these were people that I really didn't know very well, but they were so welcoming. And I realized that I needed to be there so that both of us could benefit from establishing a friendship with each other. And I was really taught a really valuable lesson that night. And I'm really grateful that I have the opportunity in church activities and in different ways to strengthen relationships with other people, because they're not the only ones that benefit from that. I benefit from it so much as well. All right, we're going to end our episode today with a quote from Elder Jensen's talk. And I love this. He said, "Perhaps one reason the scriptures make little specific mention of the principle of friendship is because it should be manifest quite naturally as we live the gospel. In fact, if the consummate Christian attribute of charity has a first cousin, it is friendship. If we truly want to be tools in the hands of our Heavenly Father in bringing to pass His eternal purposes, we need only to be a friend." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.